This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
I've never done an interview before. I do a radio show, yeah. But you have. You've done.
I've done one interview before.
My name is Nick.
Why are we here?
Well, we want to get good at interviews. We want to start doing them. Cool. So you're my second, and you're Nick's first. How do you feel about that? Are you excited?
It's an honor.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank
same,
you.
Same here.
It's all downhill from you guys here. Because the way you said it is the first interview you had.
It was my first interview. Yeah.
Really? So yeah. always something first, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But also. Normally you do a show with a guy called Sean.
Yeah, so my show is called Filmish.
Okay.
And I do a show called Fan Club with my friend called Nat. But we've never worked together.
No.
But you've worked together before.
Mm-hmm.
So are you best friends in real life?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Are
I
we?
Mean, I think it's been 20 years and we've been through just about everything. So
yeah,
I think that's proof that you can call yourself best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully one day we can do that.
Well, I like you.
Yeah, I like you as well.
I'm not sure how this working relationship will go.
No.
Is it hard being friends and working together?
No, I think, the dynamic is right. And I think the biggest thing with being best friends is you got to have a sense of humor and you got to be able to make each other laugh.
Space,
have a good sense of humor. You got to have a little bit of absurdity, and then I think that's a good formula.
I was going to ask a question about this, because, Tommy, your performance is really funny, and especially the...
Which one? And that's the question.
When you're sitting on the floor and you're eating Chinese...
Oh, Chinese
food. Oh, and Best Friends, yeah.
In the new film. And I was wondering, one, was that all scripted, or were you...
Everything's scripted.
So did you corpse at all when filming? Like, did he make you laugh? Because it was making me laugh.
Oh, he made me laugh.
Was it hard to get the shot?
A lot. There was a few times that, I burst out laughing several times. But that's what makes it funny. If you're not laughing, then there's something wrong. So, but most of that was scripted, which made it even crazier.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good question, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Yeah, cool.
Great. In The Room, you started the film with a beard, and then you didn't have a beard later on. And in Best Friends, you start the film with a beard, and you don't have a beard later on. So is that...
What do you mean by that?
He shaves.
Oh, I see.
It's random because in Best Friends, I'm a homeless guy who's trying to kind of get his life together. Mm. And in The Room, I just shave.
So that's just random.
There was no affiliation.
So it's not like your Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. It's not like your calling card.
I don't think it's the same.
I'll get the...
Can you pick one?
Hey, Red Bull.
Oh. Is that Red Bull?
It's a random... It's a random connection, really. It wasn't trying to be anything.
But do you think that now that it's become a thing, you might try and fit that in all of the films?
I think I'm going to retire the beard after this movie.
It's a beautiful beard.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, you can shave your beard too.
Sometimes I do shave my beard, but what happens is everyone comes up to me and they says, "What's happened to your beard?" And I say, sometimes I have a beard and sometimes I don't have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a lot of frustration to me,
is it?
The beard.
So what's the question? What are we doing here? What is your question? Let's just move on.
Yeah, I've got one. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a feature on my show.
Yeah,
where we ask every guest because
are you serious? You have two shows because I think it's sketch. I mean, I thought this skit, whatever. What do you call a skit? Sketch.
Skits.
Mm. Oh, you thought it was on? No, we generally do. Yeah.
Are you guys real?
Yeah. We're friends because we're both stand-up comedians, so we've met doing stand-up.
How long have you been doing comedian?
10 years.
He looks like a comedian. You are a comedian. That's good.
10 years. You've been going. No, you've been going as long as me. 12 years.
No, I don't think I've been going as long as you. I don't know. What year did you start?
2006 was my first gig.
No, I hadn't done a comedy then.
Wow.
That's what I was going to say. Have you two ever tried stand-up comedy?
No.
But you talk in front of audiences all the time, though,
don't you? I do.
Yeah, it's a form of stand-up in a way.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a feature on our show where we ask every guest called Ryan or Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So who would you rather sleep with, Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling? And Sean, the
who,
other host.
Me?
Yeah, who, if you had to. Who,
this is a ridiculous question. Are you kidding me?
We ask every
I take my fifth.
Which one? Our Fifth Amendment.
Well, what I'm saying, I'm not responding to your question. It's pretty stupid if you ask me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think it was a fine question. But
you got an answer, Craig?
Well, in general, I'm more of a Gosling fan.
I always go Reynolds.
I would sleep with Reynolds, but I would hang out marry with Gosling. Yeah, because he's got sad eyes, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's what you want in a marriage. You got a question?
Okay, I have another question. We'll answer eventually one of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, on your show. I like the way you said it.
On my show.
That's really cool.
I ask people, what is your favorite film?
That's a good question.
What is your favorite?
So I'm going to ask question.
What is your, well, you did your filmish thing, and I'm doing my fan club.
Are you stealing from him, or is he stealing from you?
I think he's stealing from me.
I'm stealing from you.
Yeah. Borrow it. Sorry, I'm misspoke.
Don't end this friendship before it's begun, Tommy.
No problem. I misspoke. I apologize.
Best friends part three, right here.
Here we go. Yeah.
So, what is your favorite film?
I have a favorite film, Citizen Kane. Orson Welles, and can I have another one as well?
That's your favorite film?
One of them.
Yeah, right, okay.
Great. I would say Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
I was going
to
ask, that links into one of my questions.
No, they haven't finished because somebody's got another
favorite
film.
I'll come back to
that. Oh, then another question, Giant.
Oh, yeah.
And Streetcar Named Desire.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Can I ask my bit?
You've got a second favorite film?
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Oh, you probably can't play the music.
That's not it. That's
That's in the musical.
Oh, it is.
Sunset Boulevard is an amazing film.
Okay.
But it's sort of, yeah. I saw it recently. And then I
bought it. Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah. And then I bought
it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Sunset Boulevard is amazing. Yeah.
So there's a reference in Best Friends to Back to the Future when you're holding up the card about getting the plutonium, money for plutonium.
There's a couple of references to Back to the Future. You caught that one, and did you catch the other one?
No, because I was going to ask about the ninjas thing. Like,
that's really funny.
Where's that from?
That's just kidnapped by ninjas. From being a crazy homeless person.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it comes back in...
What's the other reference? I missed it.
It comes back in part two.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen part two.
But there's another Back to the Future reference in Best Friends.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's really annoyed me now. I didn't spot that. I love Back to the Future.
In the first Best Friends or in the second Best Friends?
In the first one.
Oh,
it's not a hoverboard, but it's there's
you have to
a
watch
line.
Again.
There's a line of dialogue that's...
And you can watch in the, what, September what?
September 25th.
There you go. Yeah. On iTunes.
There you go. Good plug.
iTunes, yeah. Double bill with Back to the Future.
There you go.
Really?
No.
Ah, that's a shame. I've never seen Back to the Future in the cinema. I'd love to.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
I didn't realise Back to the Future was a comedy until I saw it. It was like an anniversary, and then I saw it. It's 25th anniversary. It's 2010.
Yeah.
I saw it in the cinema, and people were laughing in the film, and you go, "Oh, right."
Yeah.
It's meant to be funny. Like, because when you watch it on your own,
as a kid, as well.
Like, with The Room, when you watch The Room on your own, you watch it on one level, and then when you watch it in the cinema, it's a completely different experience. Right?
Yeah, absolutely,
definitely.
And that, so, how would if you were to recommend watching The Room, which you would do? How would you recommend you see it? Would you recommend
to see the in the theater?
See it in the
theatre. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Because you did a screening this week, right?
Prince Charles screened The Room once a month here in London, and then we screen all over the world, worldwide right now. So,
and like you travel around with the film and you go to the screenings?
Sometimes, yeah.
And you enjoy doing that?
I love it.
Have you got any plans of working together on other films in the future?
Are we working together?
Are you planning to? Because we have a feature on another feature. I hope this one goes better. Where one of my friends phones in, he pitches film ideas, and I've got one of his. And I just wondered if you'd be interested in making it. It's about extreme badminton. Do you know what badminton is?
Yes.
And it's extreme badminton. So it's like the shuttlecocks have got razors on, and it's like badminton to the death. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bad to the Bone Minton.
Mm-hmm. Does that interest sounds like you? Sounds like the next big thing.
I think you two would be perfect.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because I play badminton sometimes.
So you've got the skills.
What's the budget?
Budget.
Yeah, how much money does
I mean, at the moment, that is all I've got.
No money?
No. But I mean,
tell your friends my advice is to raise the budget.
How much do you think that would cost? If you need a sports center.
Well,
really.
I think that would be. I mean, you'd have to bring in like a bunch of effects and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that one should be made for like 25 million.
You
have to go by pounds right now.
25 million pounds, I think. Would be the right
Bad to the Bone Minton.
Bad to the Bone Minton.
Because then, the championship has to go to like a different planet, and then you bring in all these different.
Yeah, if you go to different planets, oh wow, God, that would cost you money.
What was the budget for Best Friends?
It was around like $3.5 million gold teeth. So that's whatever.
What is the next question? Because it's boring right now. No, it's not. I'm just teasing you guys. You guys are doing well.
Oh, God, this is hard.
Oh, I've got one. I wanted to do another one. Have you got it ready? All right, yes. Go on then.
That's his turn. I mean, you should do that.
I've written more.
Are you supposed to be best friends, so. Though?
Well, not yet. But you know, is it?
Do you know one of the key?
Tommy gets it. Why don't you get it? It's my turn.
You know, one of the key of to be best friend, you have to have respect for him.
You do, and give
so
him
that's
space.
His turn right now.
I think he's upset because he came up with he's got the idea for Bad to the Bowman.
Oh, the Bowman.
I think he is. I think he's jealous.
I'm fine.
He put you down, for God's sake.
Okay, let me ask my question.
Yes.
Coke or Pepsi?
Mm-hmm. Pepsi's in Back to the Future. Sorry.
Probably Pepsi.
Mm. Yeah, probably Pepsi.
I might be influenced that. Sorry.
Mine's Pepsi.
How is it? Mine's Pepsi as well.
Pepsi Max Cherry.
Oh, Pepsi Max Cherry.
Is it my go? Hang on. Oh, yeah. I looked on your website, Tommy. And you sell underwear with your name on it.
Yeah, TommyWessler.com.
Do you wear it all the time?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you got one now?
Yes.
Have you really? Because I've just got it's in my cart. I'm going to buy a pair. Only $5.99. What sort have you got? Oh, I think I was going for the white. Blue.
Okay.
And you can wash at least 100 times and have fun with it.
You can wash them 100 times.
Yes, and at the same time, you have improvement in your biological needs.
Really?
Fantastic.
Do you wear Tommy's underwear, if you got your own underwear?
I do on occasion. Yeah, it's a very, very, it's a very comfortable fit.
Yeah.
Now you have a secret pocket too.
It's high-end quality.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead serious.
I genuinely have got it in my car on your shopping thing, but I had to fill in my car details and rushing up here, so I'm going to get myself a pair.
You should try it.
Yeah. What gave the idea to do that?
I designed clothes before, way back.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool, because there's T-shirts on there as well, but the underwear I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Designed clothes before you were a filmmaker?
Yeah, before, way before, yeah. Okay. I still have a store called Street Fashion. We actually have a website called Street Fashions.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that was your first love?
To design clothes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's your question.
Does that count as your question,
though? No, I think it was a topper to your question.
Tommy, whose go is it now?
Huh?
Is it my go or is it his go?
Oh, you have to figure out yourself.
Oh, do we?
I will not mediate you guys. I don't want to get into trouble.
Selfish.
I'm just a little bit selfish.
Do you think so?
I think so.
You did just ask a question.
I did ask a question, but it was a topper to your question. It wasn't my question.
Well, we should have set the rules before we started.
Well, if it was my question, I'd have asked something,
Fine. You go.
Fanta or Tango?
Tango.
Same here.
Tango. Oh, controversial.
Tango, but only if it's cold, because if Tango's warm, then it tastes like dirt.
That's true.
And Fanta, I'll drink Fanta if that's all they've got, but really, Pepsi Max Cherry.
Good question. My question? I saw an article where you said that you're thinking about shooting The Room in 3D,
mm-hmm.
like reshooting it. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen?
It may.
And
as in
it may.
Making it.
It may.
Oh, it may. Sorry. It may.
As in you're going to remake The Room in 3D.
Well, we have a tape. I mean, the format, we shot it on 35 in HD, so we could do it, but we actually won't probably shoot everything.
So if you...
We might do it.
That's wicked. So mm-hmm. would you change anything, or would it be exactly the same?
I'm not changing anything.
Same cast?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
But because
I mean, different actors, but...
You choose different actors?
Of course.
Ah, okay.
You want to reshoot everything.
So you wouldn't be in it?
Why not?
Or you would be in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Is interested in being Johnny, but I don't think he could pull it off.
Well, he would have to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's what he does.
Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, it's not acting.
Mm.
If you've got to be Abraham Lincoln, if you're pretending to be Abraham Lincoln... If you're going to act Abraham Lincoln, then you just act it. You turn up and you act it. But Daniel Day-Lewis, he has to he has to live like Abraham Lincoln for a year, the whole time he's doing it. He's like going, I'm only going to wear Abraham Lincoln clothes and eat the stuff that Abraham Lincoln would do. That's, I mean, I don't think he's a good actor at all.
Oh, you think that's cheating?
I think it's cheating. It's not acting if you've got to do it.
That's a good point. So what scenes do you think would benefit from 3D?
Football scenes.
The football scenes.
Because they jump right out.
Yeah, I was thinking when you come out on the roof and you throw the thing, I was thinking that could sort of come out at the audience.
But also it's a bit when the guy falls over in the when he's in the tuxedo when he's playing.
I think that would
football.
Be very scary.
He'd fall right towards the screen.
Or when I try to throw this, Mark tries to throw the psychologist off the roof, I think
right,
that people would be might be very shaken because they might be like, he's going to fall right on him.
That'd be great.
Sure.
I think you should do it, guys.
Forget breaking for the badminton thing or whatever. I think.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I think you could have a side project and do that as well.
Or maybe combine the two.
You could do it, actually.
The thing about bad...
Imagine that shuttlecock coming towards you in 3D.
No one can remember the name of it.
Bad to the Bone-minton.
Bad to the Bone-minton.
It's a great name of it.
I don't think it's that great. Oh.
So what will we have next one?
What's your favourite cinema?
Where?
I don't
Anywhere
have favorite.
In the world.
I don't have. I think all cinemas from old one to modern one have the same, you know, I treat the same way. I mean, I don't have a favorite.
Then you don't have a favorite? I've got a favorite.
We've been fortunate to go to quite a few.
Music Box by me in Chicago.
Maybe. Or the Orpheum in Sydney, Australia is really great.
Orpheum.
You got a favorite?
Sydney World, Ashford.
That's a good cinema.
Mm-hmm. Used to work there.
But in London, yeah, Prince Charles Cinema is pretty good.
Mm, that is cool.
Charming.
Yes. I've got a Cineworld card. Have you heard of a Cineworld card? Mm-hmm. And you pay $17.90 a month and you can watch as many films as you like. So I try just to go to Cineworld.
That's good. It's about cheating for
I like the Cineworld in Leicester Square. That's my favourite.
But you can't use that because it's London. It doesn't count. Well, you have to pay more.
But I also like the BFI. Oh, yeah. I went to see Vertigo at the BFI a month ago.
Was it good?
Yeah, Vertigo. Because Citizen Kane was the number one film of all time. Mm-hmm. And then it got replaced by Vertigo.
It's a little different. It's much different than what I think about.
You think Vertigo's Hitchcock's best film?
I like North by Northwest.
Okay.
But the mood for Vertigo is really kind of like... It's creepy without actually anything creepy happening, you know?
It's like a cycle.
It's a really good... It's got a good tone to it.
I think Psycho's is like...
Well, Psycho... Like,
of course.
You don't see the blob, but it's there, so...
The blob?
Mm-hmm. So in Best Friends, your character works in a mortuary, and he... I don't know if he makes the... I think he makes the masks. You make the masks, don't you? And for people who have disfigured when they die... I was going to ask you, if that happened to you and you were disfigured, whose face would you like to have a mask of on you?
It will not happen to me.
It won't happen to you? Mm-hmm. I'm glad, actually. Mm-hmm. Good.
I would like Michael Jackson.
Would you? Which version of Michael Jackson?
I'd say the Thriller.
Ah, okay, yeah. That's the
best
one.
But that's probably going to happen naturally anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's...
Okay, I
zombie.
No, I don't want to be myself. I don't want any mask, actually. You have to recreate my own, you know, my
would
own
you do your
face.
Own case?
You can recreate to respond to your question.
Yeah.
That would be the best.
Yeah, but Best Friends is coming out at a perfect time because it's right around Halloween. So you can
have a
Best
Friends
party and have
invite all your best friends.
Whatever face you want, you can wear your best friend's face and watch it.
Yeah.
When does it get released?
September 25th on iTunes worldwide.
Why has it taken so long for you to make another film together?
I mean, The Room was very a very specific experience and just took a lot of time to kind of regroup. And then, you know, obviously wrote The Disaster Artist and the movie's happening. And I thought this is a great time for us to try to just make something different from The Room and surprise our audience, which I think, you know, they go... for the most part, when people have come to see Best Friends, I think they come in expecting something... You know, obviously having seen The Room so many times, and I think Best Friends takes them in a different direction and gives them that shock factor again, because a lot of people that have come out of the theater are just like, they can't believe what they just saw. But hopefully it's in a good way. There's a lot of laughs. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really good. What do you prefer, filmish or fan club?
Oh, come on.
I think fanish.
Oh, mate, you nailed that.
That is, what? And now we're Best Friends and we're going to do that show.
Look at that. The whole interview had an arc.
Oh, thank you very
much.
Thank you.
It's really
been
nice
a pleasure.
Thank you.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.